But first, early voting is underway in Arizona's primaries. Primary date is August 28th, and election integrity is being scrutinized after a tumultuous 2016 election. This is the first statewide election for the Maricopa County Recorder's Office under new leadership. And KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins and Brett Jaspers took a peek behind the election curtain.
At the Maricopa County Tabulation and Election Center, the building is locked down and the staff is on full alert. Even guests using the bathroom need a chaperone. Election integrity is always a priority, but this year there's more attention than ever.
Brittany Johnson is the training coordinator at the recorder's office. She takes us to a large room with standalone booths and folding tables. We stop at a row of tablet screens.
These are our check-in terminals, also known as site books. Board workers and voters will know them as check-ins because that's exactly what they're doing. They're going to check in, they're going to verify their information, and they are going to receive a ballot.
Jimmy gave the check-in system a try.
Searching voter records. James Robert Jenkins, there I am, and that is my birth date.
Your name, address, political party, and a few other bits of information are preloaded onto these machines so it can send information to a big, fancy printer. But the system is closed to safeguard the data.
They are connected to the printer. They are not connected to the internet.
Now it's printing the ballot. We'll go, Brett.
And then I will call Mr. Jenkins. Your ballot is ready. So we'll have him step up to the distribution table. I'll show him his envelope. Tell him you must sign here, you must date, and please provide us a phone number.
The phone number's optional.
And he gets his sticker and hopefully very happy and on his way.
The stickers are really important, I hear.
The stickers are very important. Voters love their stickers.
Down the hall, Johnson addresses a group of poll workers.
A lot of you have driven from a very far place.
They're here to take part in a training session over coffee and cookies.
Who worked for our Congressional District 8 election? Lots of hands, right? Yes. Thank you for all coming back.
The recorder's office had to quickly put together a special election in the Northwest Valley last spring after Congressman Trent Franks resigned.
And for those of you who are new, hang on for the ride. I'm just kidding.
They spend the next few hours going over procedures, defining their roles, and learning about the equipment they'll be using. Poll workers used to have to set everything up, but this year special staff have been assigned to do some of the heavy lifting.
Everything's going to be ready to go. You're going to walk in on your first day, unlock your terminals, clock in, and you are ready to start voting people right away.
There are more than 3,000 extra people working for the recorder's office during election season.
Vote Center board workers, you guys are our front line in the 2018 primary election.
In another part of the building, we peer through the observation glass into a secure room with recorder's office spokesman Murphy Hebert. We're watching the logic and accuracy test of voting machines that blind and hard of hearing voters will use.
Oftentimes we have people from the communities that these machines are designed to serve, helping to test the logic and accuracy of it.
There are more than 7,000 ballot variations for the primary, and they're all stored at our last stop, the warehouse.
So you can see it just goes on and on and on.
It's not just ballots here. They also store signs, tables, extra printers.
There are a lot of pragmatic components to running an election that I think if people don't think about, it means the election is running smoothly.
And that's the goal, providing a seamless experience for the voter. The recorder's office is confident they can deliver this primary season, but no one said it would be easy.
Yeah, elections are complicated. Democracy's hard.
With Brett Jaspers, I'm Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And you can find instructions for voting at maricopa.vote. KJZZ's election coverage is at elections.kjzz.org.
And Jimmy is now in studio with us, back on the other side of the curtain that he had been looking at behind. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning.
So, like we heard, democracy is hard. We learned this weekend the recorder's office is having problems right out of the gate.
Yes, that proved prescient. We learned on Friday that due to a glitch, thousands of people in Maricopa County that are registered as independents did not get their early ballots on time. Secretary of State Michelle Reagan said on Twitter that affected voters should be getting something in the mail as well as an email asking them to resubmit their ballot choice. County Recorder Adrian Fontes says if independent voters that signed up for early voting have not received their early ballot, they have until August 17th, so that, not this Friday, but next Friday, to submit your ballot choice again so they can get it back to you in time.
All right. So what other deadlines are coming up that folks should know about?
Okay. Vote centers have opened. That's kind of what we went to, Brett and I went to see a mock-up of there. So those are open. Early ballots have gone out. The last day to request a ballot, an early ballot by mail, is the 17th, and then election day is August 28th.
All right, so Jimmy, you got a chance to use the voting equipment at the county offices. Is it fairly user-friendly?
Yes. I mean, it seemed like it's pretty easy. The check-in system is really simple. If you choose to go to a vote center and vote in person, they have a bank of these tablets lined up. It's kind of like checking in for your flight. You scan a piece of identification. The machine finds your information. You confirm it, and then they print you out a ballot. It's pretty simple. There's no hanging chads to worry about. You connect a line, kind of like an arrow, next to your candidate of choice. So pretty easy.
And how do people find these early voting sites if they want to go in person?
I just did mine this morning on the recorder's website. It was really easy to figure out. You can plug in your address and figure out all the different locations options that you have to you right now. And then you can also go to, so that's it. Let's see, that's it. For KJZZ elections coverage, you can go to kjzz.org/elections. But for the recorder's office, it's locations.maricopa.vote.
All right, that's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Thank you, Jimmy.
You got it.